Hey guys, this is Heather with MyHouseDeals.com. Today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Claudio Lima. Claudio is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hi Claudio, how are you today?
I'm doing good, thanks Heather.
Good, good. Claudio, tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background.
Well, I was doing some work with some contractors, and I was looking for another way of investing some money other than my regular 401k, since that basically had taken a real big loss in 2008 and 2009. So I decided to start basically looking at investing in some single-family residences as an alternate to just leaving my money in my 401k accounts.
Is there anything that inspired you to get into real estate?
Well, I had some other friends and acquaintances that were basically doing the same the same type of investing, and it looked like they were doing, pretty well doing that. So I kind of followed their lead and their recommendations and decided to, get into real estate investing that way.
So they were successful and it got you interested.
Correct.
How did you build up your real estate education once you decided that it was something that did interest you?
Well, I basically, took the time to attend quite a few seminars, about two or three seminars, and also attended some webinars online, and actually went and talked to a couple of real estate investors in person to kind of get some tips and some guidance on how to get started.
Okay. What problem or need did you have that MyHouseDeals.com was able to satisfy?
Well, I found that your website basically provided very detailed information about multiple properties, and allowed me to track properties that I was interested in by basically flagging them as favorites on the website.
Okay. Before you came to us, what did you do to try to solve the problem of locating properties?
Well, I basically went through and talked to realtors. And went and looked on other websites listed foreclosures, and actually drove around looking for properties on my own, basically looking for signs or for sale signs on properties in areas that I was interested in.
Okay. How many properties did you look at before you decided on the one that you purchased?
I must have looked at and visited probably about 8 or 9 houses.
Okay. And what made you choose to buy the one that you purchased?
Well, the condition of the house, the year it was built, and then of course the price, the sale
mm-hmm.
price.
So the numbers caught your eye. Let's talk about
right,
those numbers. Are you comfortable sharing your purchase price, cost of repairs, and the
sure.
ARV with us?
Yep. Right. Yep.
What was your purchase price?
I purchased it for $55,900, and it's going to take about $3,000 to repair.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really that much cost that needs to be put into the repairs, and the after repair value is $82,000.
Wow, so you're set to make a good profit there.
Yes.
So you've estimated the cost to be about $3,000 in repair. How did you come up with that price?
Well, basically, got a couple of quotations from an air conditioner contractor and put in some work myself and got cost estimates of materials.
Okay. How did you find reliable contractors to get those quotes from to do the work for you?
I basically kind of used word of mouth. I talked to a couple of investors that were already in the business and had used contractors for some of the properties, and I was able to basically call those same contractors and get quotes and estimates from them.
Okay. When you did your initial analysis, how did you go about verifying the after repair value for the house?
I basically had received a comparative market analysis from the seller, and also obtained an appraisal on the property.
Okay. What are your plans for selling the property quickly in today's market?
Well, I plan to advertise, and maybe do a little bit of staging to kind of make it attractive to prospective buyers.
Okay, very good. Claudia, why do you think that you've been successful as an investor when some others may struggle?
Well, I think I spend a little time up front attending some seminars and actually talking to some real estate investors that are already in business to try to kind of, arm myself with enough education up front to possibly get me to the point where I could make those initial decisions correctly without having too much fear of failure or having too many doubts before I actually got started.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed persistent. I set some goals to spend at least 5 to 10 hours a week basically either educating myself or looking at properties or talking to other real estate investors to kind of get me off the ground and keep me motivated.
Right. And that's the main thing, is educating yourself and getting experience. And there's a wealth of knowledge that's out there to be had. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
And you've got to make yourself familiar with it.
Absolutely. And that's the first time. I wanted to make sure that I had enough good information and I had asked enough questions up front to get me to a comfort level where I could go ahead and make some decisions to, go ahead and buy, some properties if I saw, properties that caught my eye and where the numbers were just right.
Right. Claudia, what advice would you give to new investors that are just starting out?
Well, basically, just to set, set some goals for the first 6 months of the first year, be persistent in following follow up to achieve those goals, and just to keep at it, keep learning, keep talking to other real estate investors that are already doing it, and that'll help them stay motivated in those first few months, which are kind of critical in helping you staying on course towards basically pulling the trigger and buying your first property.
Right. Well, I think that's great advice for new investors. Claudia, we thank you for being with us today and for speaking with us. We look forward to hearing back from you when you purchase your next property.
All right, Heather. It's been a pleasure.
Uh-huh.